Yeah! Courtney Barnett auf Lux FM und ihr wahnsinnig starkes Stückchen Avant Gardener. Heute Abend spielt die von uns verehrte Australierin im Magneten und vorher hat sie es zu uns ins Studio geschafft. Wir quatschen über ihre gerade entstehende erste LP, die wohl auch in den nächsten Wochen schon rauskommen soll. Wir sprechen über die Vorteile des eigenen Record-Labels Milk und über die Künstler, die sie dort unter Vertrag hat. Wir blicken auch nochmal zurück auf das zu Ende gehende Jahr 2014, in dem Courtney super busy gewesen ist. Wir sprechen über Barjobs und Sound Philosophy und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich hello and welcome, Courtney Barnett.
Hello.
Hey, it's so good to have you here finally.
It's great to finally be here.
Yeah, it's your first time in Berlin or what?
Yes.
Wow.
First ever.
Wow.
First 5 minutes.
So you've just arrived to the city?
Yes.
So
we got pulled over by the police on the way.
No. Why is that?
I don't know. Don't
musicians,
know.
Right?
Yeah, musicians. Maybe yeah. We looked suspicious.
Yeah. Always suspicious. A van full of musicians, pull them over.
Yeah, pull them over.
Can't do nothing wrong with that. So how's traveling been? Where are you coming from, actually?
We came from Cologne last night.
Oh, and how's that been?
It was great.
Cool. So you didn't have any chance to have a look at the city or something?
No, that's the one slight downfall. Yeah. But, you know, we still get to wander around and meet people and see things and from a distance.
Yeah, and it's the first but not the last time that you're visiting Berlin. I'm pretty sure about that. So
yeah, I hope so.
You're going to find time to do all the touristy stuff, maybe.
Definitely.
Cool. So, and how's the year been for you? I imagine you traveling the world and going, I have the time of my life. I mean, it must have been crazy this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, this whole year we've spent the majority of it outside of Australia. Uh-huh. And I've never even traveled outside of Australia before in my entire life, so it's pretty exciting.
Cool. That sounds good to me. I think it's a good reason to leave your country. It's maybe the best reason ever is to just bring your music to the rest of the world, right? It's you're on a mission.
Well, yeah. I feel pretty grateful to be able to do that, you know?
Cool.
Yeah. With a mission, it's good.
Yeah, I like that too. Well, congratulations on your A Sea of Split Peas double EP again. I know it's been out for ages from your point of view. And I know that you're working on your first LP that is almost done, as I know.
Yep.
I wanted to tell you how much we love that record.
Thanks.
And I want to talk about the differences maybe between these recordings and the new recordings, because I found out that you've recorded the EPs with something like 20 players, all friends of yours, and you invited them to play an instrument. And on that song and on this song, and then you threw out the guitarist and took the next one for, you know. But this time you were concentrating on the live band.
Yeah.
What were the main reasons for that? Why did you pick the boys as a live band into the studio?
Well, the first two EPs, I pretty much made them in my bedroom, and then just whoever, I lived in a big share house, so whoever was around, I kind of said, hey, you come and play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
You come and do this keyboard solo, whoever was there. And then when we released them, we started touring, and obviously I got a kind of solid band together because that makes more sense, obviously.
Yeah.
And then they're just such a great band. So we went in the studio and just kind of kept making music.
Yeah, I've read that, and that's really interesting. And you say that in many interviews that you're trying to avoid perfection on an EP or an album, and that you want to make a really good recording, but there's got to be little mistakes in there, so it keeps breathing. It's more alive and stuff.
I just.
But then it's a high risk to take the good players with you into the studio.
Well,
stop playing so good.
it's a good risk though. I think it's worth the outcome.
Yeah.
And people play what they naturally would do as a musician instead of kind of overthinking it and.
Yeah.
Thinking too much.
Yeah, and that's something that I find interesting as well, that I would say that your sound is kind of like a realistic sound, you know what I'm saying? It's not overdubbed too much, and it shows what the band is able to do, and that kind of like perfectly fits to the way you write lyrics, because they're like realistic too. So is that a coincidence that those both worlds meet each other in that perfect way, or is it just a misconception of mine looking at things like that?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it enough, but that sounds right, what you said.
That's good, though. But are you going to use that sound? I've just listened to one new song of yours,
mm-hmm.
and that sounds as if you were keeping that philosophy for the LP as well, to not overthink music, especially, right? I think the lyrics are thought of very well, yeah. But in the music, it's got to breathe. That's what I feel.
Yeah, like. I mean, even the lyrics, like a lot of the lyrics for the new album, I actually ended up finishing them in the studio, or I think that's just because I procrastinate a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of had things, you know, 98% finished, and then refused to do the last bit. I don't know why. I think that's just some weird thing.
I think of a pretty schizophrenic situation in that point of making an LP, because you're the boss of your own label, right? So
Yeah. Is
there something like a label boss Courtney shouting at the musician Courtney, like, finish that thing? You have to do it professionally.
There's always lots of voices shouting at me in my head.
Now let's listen to a new song of yours, Pickles from the Jar.
Cool.
And we talk a bit more about maybe some artists that you are going to present us in the near future, via your label.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about many other things as well, but first of all, let's listen to another song. Here's Courtney Barnett nochmal mit Pickles from the Jar. Yes, Courtney Barnett mit neuem Material, Pickles from the Jar, from the upcoming album. So how far are you with that album? I read that it's basically recorded.
Yes, it's pretty much finished,
cool.
Actually. I've just been, again, a bit indecisive about song titles and artwork and stuff like that. So I've just finished all that, and it'll be out in the new year.
So there's going to be another meeting with the label Courtney, meeting the musician Courtney.
Yeah, I'll sit down with myself and discuss some things.
So, but at the end, at the beginning of the next year, you're going to put it out anyhow.
Yes.
Cool. So we're looking forward to that. Is the title? Do you have a title? Or is that something you have to discuss with yourself?
Not yet.
And the artwork and stuff, it's all going.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that you're basically having control over every aspect of your work. It's not just the music that you're taking care of. You're taking care of the way it's going to be sold. You're taking care of the merchandise stuff. You're doing your own artwork. So it did help to visit art school at least for a few months or years, right?
2 years.
2 years.
2 years, and then I dropped out. But, you know, I'm sure I learned something.
Yeah, I think there's so many bands coming from art school or having an art school background who are not necessarily the best musicians or something, but they have this overview of things that you have to kind of sell your art at some point to survive.
Yeah.
And they're not romanticizing the musician's world too much. That's what I think.
Rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist.
No. I mean, maybe it existed at one point in history, but and even that didn't lead to anything really nice. So I know that you're keeping a journal for your lyrics and stuff, and I've read that you put some paintings in between these lyrics as well, which is like, obviously, I mean, it makes sense because you're doing this all, but is there something, do you sometimes work on a drawing or a sketching or something, or a sketch, and then you think, oh, I gotta, this might be a topic for a song. Does the art sometimes inspire the music?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And because my art skills are pretty minimal, so normally a kind of image or an illustration revolves around like a phrase or an idea anyway, so they kind of go hand in hand, or one kind of influences the other.
Mm-hmm.
I find a lot of the time that I start things and never finish them. I always start pictures and never finish them, and start poems and never finish them.
Yeah.
My book's just full of half pages.
But maybe that's a good reason for having a band, and then it's like forcing yourself to finish some of
that's
it,
true.
At least,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you couldn't put, I mean, you can put out an LP with sketches on it, and the artwork is half done, but it might be one for one LP only, right?
Yeah, it'd be a posthumous one.
Yeah, something like that. So about tonight's show, you're having your band with you, right?
Yes, yeah, four piece.
Bones are sitting in the back.
Yeah.
Dave and Dan.
Yeah.
Those are the people who are going to play with you.
Yeah.
Are you going to present some new material already at tonight's show?
We are. We're going to play a couple of songs off the album.
Okay, cool.
That's
cool,
coming.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, for
Thank
the
you.
Next steps, and for the release of the LP. As soon as it's out, you'll send us a copy, please, so we can
of
play
course.
More of your songs.
Send it to you first.
Yeah, that yeah. would be a good thing too. And then, yeah, I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. It was a great pleasure talking to you. Say hi to
you
the
too.
Others.
I will.
And yeah, good luck for everything. We're happy to have you here, and happy to be a guest at your concert tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to give away some tickets now, real quick, for that show. Also, heute Abend spielt sie endlich in Berlin, Courtney Barnett aus Australien, und stellt dort auch schon Stücke von ihrer erst im nächsten Jahr erscheinenden LP vor. Wer da vorbeigehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, in den Magneten, der ruft mich jetzt an. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. 030 2000 9000, bitte jetzt anrufen für Karten für Courtney Barnett. Heute Abend nicht im Privatclub, wie es zunächst angedacht war, sondern im Magneten. Thanks again. See you soon. And yeah, best of luck. Bye bye. Yeah.